Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and I'm so excited for you to be here listening with us. We're going to be talking about everything from being creative to running businesses to just being all around boss babes and even some pop culture. So make sure you stay tuned, subscribe, and listen to all of our amazing episodes. What's up, you guys? It's me, Emily. I'm so excited. I told you I'd be back with a new video today. Are you surprised? I'm kind of surprised, not gonna lie. Today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about the types of content that will succeed in 2019. This is something that I've seen a lot of people talking about, a lot of people debating, and I wanted to put out my two cents because I feel like I have stuff to say. So, before we get into it, I just want to say, if you're new here, hi, I'm Emily, I'm your host. I'm a business owner, creative business owner. I own a brand and web design and coaching company called Dream Now Media, and I'm also a huge fangirl, and that's basically the type of content I cover in my podcast. I cover fandoms and business, and pop culture. I love. We talk about everything from business launches to the Avengers to my favorite bands at the moment to what happened at the Met Gala and what's gonna happen and all kinds of amazing stuff. So definitely tune in every week, every Friday at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and listen to me chat. But yes, today we're going to be talking about types of content that will succeed, and I feel like you guys can probably tell what types of content will succeed, but I want to give my two cents on everything. So, number one is a podcast. I know a lot of people are like, I'm not sure about podcasting, but let me tell you, podcasting is going to succeed in 2019. It has been a quick growing platform, especially over the last couple of years. Even though it's been around for so long, it's now finally picking up traction, and it's continuing to grow into this amazing empire of content that so many people, including celebrities, are banking on and that are working in. And so it just shows that this is the place to be for creating content. I know I love podcasting. You guys know that. I love podcasting so much. I literally created a program about it. But I think it'll succeed because everything that's happening is only going to improve the podcasting space, especially with Spotify purchasing Anchor and Gimlet earlier this year. It's a huge step towards normalizing and making podcasts even better. It's so amazing. I say a lot. I realize that, but it's seriously how I feel. Podcasts are going to continue to grow with more and more people getting involved on doing it for free through Anchor and other amazing companies. It all makes sense. Number two, I have to say, is YouTube. YouTube, you guys know, is a huge platform that lots of people have created their own name for themselves through. You have the likes of Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star, you have the Paul brothers, as much as I hate their guts. You have so many amazing creators that have created a name for themselves through that platform by creating what they like to create and showing what they do and how they can do it. And YouTube gets so much content uploaded that it might seem hard, and I know I have talked down on it before about how it's not worth it, it's such a saturated platform. But honestly, if you have the skills and the time and the endurance to jump into this journey and do it for a while and maybe not succeed at first, then go ahead and do it. This is such an amazing platform if you love making videos. I know I love making videos, and I had to take a break from it a while back because of some creepy comments I was getting that really freaked me out. And if you guys want, I will do an entire story time episode on that. But YouTube is just so amazing. It can help so many people grow businesses. I know for me, it helped me get some of my first clients. It helped me reach an entire new group of people who came and started listening and watching my content. So it's a huge way to go. Another is Instagram. Y'all know we love Instagram here. Even our social media tip for the week is Instagram. Like, we just love it. Instagram is such an amazing platform, especially for micro influencers, which you didn't know. Those are small influencers, usually under 100,000 subscribers, under 100,000 followers. There are smaller creators with smaller niches with more engaged following usually than the bigger creators. And because of that, a lot of brands have begun working with micro-influencers that are in the same niche to hit that right spot, that right audience they want to hit. And because of that, small creators, even ones as small as my personal account, which has 500 followers or about 500, give or take, companies are working with them to promote their products and just show other people that what they do is what they do, and it's amazing. And I think Instagram's only going to continue to grow, especially for micro-influencers, as it's becoming easier and easier to find content under hashtags that you, because everybody uses hashtags on their posts, it's super easy to do so. And tagging your posts will bring you to new audiences that will find your content that, and if you're using, like, if you're adding information, valuable information to your content, then people will follow you, people will connect with you, and who knows, you might pick up a couple clients. I know that's how I picked up some of my amazing clients, and it's great. Okay, the last platform and the last type of content is going to be Pinterest, which a lot of people are like, that's not a platform. Yes, it is. Pinterest is not only a search engine, it is a networking platform. I don't know how many creators I've connected with first on Pinterest before finding them on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, and have connected with them through Pinterest because of the types of content they pin, whether it's something they've designed or a video they've created or a thumbnail or a blog post. Pinterest is an amazing place to find content that you wouldn't normally find anywhere else, and it's so great to be able to upload your own content and try and share your own stuff with other people, because I know I took my Pinterest account that I decided to overhaul in the end of December. It was at 2,000 monthly viewers, and now as of today, recording Thursday, May 16th at 8:47 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm at 675,000 monthly viewers on my account. You can use Pinterest for so many things, including growing your business, so there's literally no reason not to. Even if you just go in a little picture from your website, you pin that and direct link back to your website, that will help you so much. I know I pin all of my products on there that are sold in my store. I pin advertisements for my programs. I pin episode covers for every single podcast episode. Everything I do brings in new viewers, new clients, new contacts, new people who want to discover and listen to my content, and I find that amazing. So those are the types of content that I think will succeed in 2019, and that's content that I'm going to be personally using in my business strategy from now until the end of August. So I will check in with you guys at the end of August to let you know how it's been doing, how my business has done because of that, how my show has done because of that, and just what I learned, what platforms I'll be using for the rest of the year, which platforms I don't think I'll be using for the rest of the year, and things like that. So, yes. Okay, now, since I've talked your ear off about platforms for 8 minutes now, we're going to get into some ads, and then we're going to get into the rest of our episode, and I'm super excited. This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today. Smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod, it'll be linked in the description, at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag hashtag WearLively and at WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code EMILY69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode. And hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for? This week's small creator shout out goes to @MJMCollab on Instagram. She's a marketing student sharing the ups and downs of starting her own social media brand, which is really, really cool. I don't see a lot of people doing that, and because of that, I wanted to share her account with you. She's so amazing, has an amazing feed, really cute content. So I just want to share it with you guys. Definitely go give her a follow. It's @MJMCollab on Instagram. It'll be linked in the description of this episode. Go hit her up, follow her, and let her know that the Creative Boss Babe podcast sent you. This week's song of the week is Better By Myself by Hey Violet. This song, it came out not long ago, and I just freaking love it. It's so danceable and so fun. So I definitely suggest everybody listen to it. And that's why I put it on this week's playlist and on the playlist for the Creative Boss Babe podcast, because it's just so good. So this week's song of the week is Better By Myself by Hey Violet. You can check it out on the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist on Spotify, which you can find our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and you can find the song itself on our podcast show notes at dreamnowmedia.com/podcast. Let's be honest, we all have a need for the Instagram swipe up feature, but because we have under 10,000 followers, we don't exactly get to use that. Well, you're in luck. I found a life hack. So if you guys want to use a swipe up feature without having the 10K followers, listen closely. All you have to do is go and start an IGTV account. It's super easy. It just hooks up to your Instagram. Then from there, you post a short video. It just has to be over 15 seconds to IGTV, where you talk about whatever it is you're linking. Usually for me, it's some sort of program or whatever. And I'll just be like, hey guys, I have a new product that I definitely want you to check out. All you have to do is go hit the little arrow above my head and it'll come up with a link. All you have to do is click that and you're there, which is really simple. So once you record that video, you go and you name the video whatever you want it to be, and in the description of the video, you paste the link that you want people to go to. From there, you upload the video, and then you can link it to any Instagram story that you have with just clicking the little link at the top and hitting IGTV. You click on the video, and then from there, people can swipe up, see the video, and then there's a little arrow underneath the title of the video. All they have to do is click that, and your description will show up with your link. Click that, because everything's clickable in those for some unknown reason. And ta-da, they have the swipe up feature. It might be a couple more steps, but guys, it is worth it. So I definitely suggest testing it out. Like I said, this week's social media tip of the week is use IGTV to get the swipe up feature. As you guys know, recently I've started talking more and more about pop culture, and this is normally the time when you'd hear about it in the podcast. But this week we don't have it. I apologize. And in return, I'm giving you an entire pop culture themed episode next week. May 24th, you guys are getting a full pop culture themed episode that I'm going to be recording with one of my great internet friends. We're going to be talking about everything from Shawn Mendes breaking the internet to the Tati Charles drama and so much more. I'm excited, you guys. You will love it as much as I love it. It's going to be a great time. So make sure you tune in at the normal time next Friday, May 24th, to listen. And I'm just so excited. It's going to be awesome. So that's it for this episode. I hope y'all liked it. I hope you got some information about what platforms you need to use in order to succeed. And like I said, I will check in at the end of August to let you know what's worked well for me and what hasn't. I'm excited. There's so much. There's so much coming. I can't even. Other than that, this week's episode, like I said, is a little different, but that's because we're having an entire pop culture themed episode next Friday, May 24th. You guys can check that out at the normal time. Now, for the regular plugs, if you guys want to hear or see anything that we talked about in the episode, head to dreamnowmedia.com/podcast. There you will see our extended show notes with links to everything, and it's just a really great time. Other than that, you guys can shop our merch, you can apply to be a guest, you can do a variety of things, you can submit a song if you want to. All you have to do is head to dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's linked down in the description of the episode, as well as the podcast notes page and our Instagram page, where you can follow us, check us out, make sure you follow our small creator shout out. And yes, anything else I need to tell you? I have no idea, honestly. It's just this trip so far has been much of a whirlwind, so I guess I'll update you on it soon. Yeah, maybe. Okay, I love you guys. I will talk to you later. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye.